Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Kinim, and we're up to Parak Bey's Mishnah Hey. Chatos Mikan Vol Mikan Stuma Be'emza. If a person has a Chatos bird over on the right side, and an Ola bird on the left side, and a Kan Stuma in the middle, between the Chatos bird and the Ola bird, Parak Mina Emza Letzadin, and two birds flew from the middle group to the sides, to the Echad Holich Echad Helach Vechad Helach, meaning one of the Kan Stuma went to where the Chatos is on the right side, the other, the Kanstuma, went to where the Ola is on the left side. So lo hifsuklum, then you lost nothing. You could bring all of them because you know where the original Chatos is, so you bring that as a Chatos, and the other one you bring as an Ola. You know where the original Ola is, great. Eliyomer, all you got to do is say, Zesh alachetel Chataos Chatos, the one that went to the Chatos side, I'm bringing as a carbon Chatos, Vizesh alachetel Ola, so then the one that went to the Ola side, I'm bringing as a carbon Ola. Meaning, even if you don't know which of the birds on the right side is the original Chatos and which is just from the Kanstuma, it's no problem. Bring them both as a Chatos because even the one from the Kanstuma could be designated as a Chatos. And you don't know which of the ones on the left side was the original Ola and which is from the Kanstuma. No problem. Bring them both as Olos. Chazul Emtza, but if a bird from each side comes back to the middle, so now you don't know what you have in the middle, then Ha'emtzayim Yamusu, the ones in the middle, have to be left to die. Elu Yikruvu Chatos, Elu Olos. But whatever's still on the right side could be brought as a Chatos, whatever's still on the left side could be brought as an Ola. If a bird flew from the middle to each of the sides, so the sides might now have a combination of Chatos and Olos, so now you're stuck. They're all going to have to die. Because again, the basic rule is, if something is already a Chatos or an Ola, and they get mixed with one another, you can't identify which is the Chatos, which is Nola, you can't bring any of them. So now the Mishnah discusses something else. We're talking about different types of birds in the same kan. So you could have a tor and a ben yona. Ein levin tor and keneged ben yona. You're not allowed to bring a tor to team up with a ben yona. V'lo ben yona keneged torin, nor a ben yona to team up with a tor. Meaning, even though they're both able to be brought as korbanos, if you have to bring a pair of birds, you have to bring a matching pair of birds. Ketzah. So what does this mean? Hisha shevia chatas a tor v'alas a ben yona. If a woman brought her chatas as a tor and her ola as a ben yona, tichpal v'tavi alas a tor. She should bring her Ola as a she should bring another Tor as an Ola. The Chatos that she already brought establishes that she needs something to match it. The Ola that she already brought does not establish what she needs. So since her Chatos was a Tor, she has to bring an Ola as a Tor. Ola's a Tor v'chatos a ben yona. If her Ola was a Tor and her Chatos was ben yona, so tichpal v'tavi Ola's a ben yona. She needs to get another Ola, and that's a ben yona. Benazi Amar Holchanach Rishon. Benazi says, no, it's not the Chatos that automatically determines which species is the right species. It's whatever you bring first that determines which species is the right species. If a woman had to bring a kan of birds and brought only her Chatos bird, and then she died before she brought her Ola bird, so you view Yorshin Olasa, then the Yorshin are allowed to bring her Ola on her behalf. Olasa Umesa, but if she brought only the Ola and then she died, lo yaviu Yorshin Chatasa. Yorshim do not bring a Chatas. The Chatas Shemesu Ba'aleha, the Yorshim do not bring. Mishnah, Perigimel, Mishnah Aleph. Bamed, Dvar Mamurim, what were the whole last two prakim about? Bekohen Nimlach. That's if a Kohen asked a Shaila what to do. Aval Bekohen Shenu Nimlach, but if you have a Kohen, you never even bother asking a Shaila. Achas Azu Va'achas Azu. So where you had one pair that was for the one woman and another pair of birds that was for another woman, Shtaim Lazu, Shtaim Lazu, or two pairs of birds for two separate women, shalosh lezu, three pairs of birds for each of three women, asa kulun lemaila, and the Kohen didn't ask a shayla, and he treated them all as korbanos ola, mechza kasher, mechza pasul. He shouldn't have done that, but half of them are going to be kasher, half of them are going to be pasul, because half of them are actually olos. Kulun lematan, if he treated them all of them as chataos, mechza kasher, mechza pasul. Chetz yom lemaila v'chetz yom lemata, if he randomly normally took half of them and put them lamaila, and half of them put them lamata. Af es shalamaila mechza kosher mechza pasul. Whatever he brought lamaila is half kosher, half pasul. Veshalamata mechza kosher mechza pasul. And that which he brought lamata is half kosher and half pasul. So to review what we learned today, in the last Mishnah of the second parak, we said that a chatas, if you have a chatas on the right side and ola on the left side, and a kanstuma in the middle, and one bird from each of the kanstuma flew to either side, so great, you bring both birds on the right side as a chatas, both birds on the left side as an ola, and everything's great. But if it flies back into the middle, then the ones in the middle are going to have to be left to die, and the ones on the right side can still be brought as a chatas, the ones on the left side can still be brought as an ola. But if they flew back from the middle, back to the sides, then they're all going to have to be left to die. Then we said you have to match up the species of birds as well, but we had a machlokas, what determines the correct species? Is it whichever one you bring as a chatas, or is it whichever one you bring first? And then we said that if a woman dies halfway through bringing her kan, so if she already brought the chatas, the yorshim could bring the ola, but if she already brought the ola, the yorshim cannot bring the chatas. And then in Paragimel Mishnah Aleph, we said that if the kohen didn't ask any shailas and he just brought them all as chata'os, so half of them are good, half of them are bad. If he brought them all as olos, half of them are good, half of them are bad. If he brought half of them as chata'os and half of them are olos, and half of them as olos, half of them are good and half of them are bad. That's the next time we'll pick up with Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis.